Hey there. My name is Brett Statham. I'm a Microsoft technical evangelist based down in San Diego, sitting in my beautiful hole under the stairs. And in today's Dev Radio session, I wanted to talk about enterprise developers and DevOps. And I want to kind of give you five reasons why I think enterprise developers should really be considering embracing DevOps if you aren't already. DevOps is one of those hot, overloaded terms out there right now. A lot of people talk about it, and a lot of people mean something different about it when they say it. But I'll sort of give you my slant and tell you why I think enterprise developers really ought to be embracing DevOps. So let's jump right into this. And as I said, I'm going to talk about what I think are top five reasons for enterprise developers to embrace DevOps. DevOps is something you hear about a lot in open source or the hipster dev communities and that kind of stuff. And I think a lot of enterprise devs maybe don't consider it because they're sort of entrenched in traditional processes that they've worked in for years. And so if you're in a situation where you're thinking about how do we rev things up, hopefully this list here will give you some insight and some motivation. So number five in my top five list of reasons that enterprise devs should embrace DevOps is that you have a chance with DevOps to make your agile development life cycles real. You may be in an organization where as developers or your teams that you've gotten into sort of these very agile, iterative, code creation life cycles where you're very rapidly able to produce new versions of your software. But that doesn't help if we can't get that software in front of the customer or in front of the user. And so we need to not only be iterating on the code, but we need to be iterating on the deployment. We need to make sure that we're deploying that on a regular basis. But one of the other problems that we have with that is that those deployments often have new dependencies on their environment. We need things added to the servers. We need new network configurations or new ports opened or new frameworks or libraries installed or back-end services, etc. And so we need sort of the IT folks to get their hands in to the mix and get involved with that. And so DevOps is really about this moving together of our development life cycles with our operation life cycles and starting to bring them into at least a point where they overlap so that there's not this, throw the code over the wall and hand it off to IT. And then when there's a problem, operations tosses it back over to the wall to dev and says, fix it. We want to bring those life cycles closer together. And so when you do that and you take these iterative continuous deployment processes that we have with development and we tie them in with our IT processes, we can start to realize some of the benefits of those agile software development life cycles. And that really brings me to the number four reason that I think enterprise devs should be considering DevOps, and that's that we start to get to integrate those traditional IT processes with our development lifecycle, right? So we first we're talking about getting devs into IT, but now let's move IT closer into dev as well. And so we really get to take those two life cycles and completely merge them together, where we're using agile software and continuous deployment, but we're tying those in with IT processes like automation and change and configuration management and building a single cohesive solution so that as we iterate on our code, we check it in, we run our tests, we do the builds, we deploy them, but that deployment ties in IT processes like automation and making sure that the software that we need for our applications to run are installed and that the right kinds of machines are set up and that the right kinds of configurations are in place. So it starts to pull this together. Now that doesn't mean that DevOps is a new role. It doesn't mean it's a new job. It can really be just more of an effort that you use between your existing development teams and your existing IT teams to start to think of this as a single cycle, not as two different cycles. From the admin side, then, I think the number three reason why DevOps is really attractive to both devs as well as sort of the IT pro or the IT scripter is this concept of desired state configuration. That's really a Microsoft-y term, but it does apply across all of the different platforms, at least in terms of its goal. And with desired state configuration, what we're really talking about is a declarative way to talk about what the platform has to look like, right? What, how many servers do we have to have? What versions of the operating systems and what versions of, you know, runtimes? So, for example, what version of .NET do I have to have installed, or Python, or whatever else it is that we may be using? What is the configuration of the network firewall? And, you know, all those other sort of IT processy type things we can do with desired state configuration through these declarative scripts. And declarative meaning that we really just tell our change configuration management tool what we need it to do. We don't necessarily have to tell it how to go do that. That would be more of an imperative scripting model, right? So from a scripting perspective, imperatively in the past, we might have used something like PowerShell and told it exactly how we wanted to go in and configure that execution environment. But with PowerShell's desired state configuration capabilities, rather than writing imperative code, we can now start to write these declarative scripts. And those declarative scripts then work against a set of standards-based methods to make sure that the environments that that we're running our code on meet our requirements. The other cool thing about that is because DSC produces standards-based documents, we can also consume them with other open-source change configuration management tools like Chef and Puppet, which are real popular open-source tools. So if you're in an enterprise where you're sort of bridging maybe the traditional Microsoft stack and then some of the open source tools that are out there. These are very popular tools to use in those, and desired state configuration ties right into that. And then, of course, we can also use some of those popular third-party tools like Docker for creating sort of contained execution environments as an alternative to maybe spinning up new VMs for every application that we need to go out and execute. So that's really powerful, right? This idea of being able to script our environment. And you can start to see where scripting starts to bring dev more into the IT process side. Once we have these scripts, though, that brings me to the number two reason why I think enterprise developers really ought to be considering DevOps. And that's that now that we're scripting our execution environments, we can start to version and deploy our execution environments just like we deploy our application code. So we can start to tie that desired state configuration in to our different deployment life cycles there. The other really cool thing about that is if you think about the power as a developer that you get from a source control management system, right? The ability to merge changes, the ability to roll back to a previous state, the ability to redeploy to overwrite mistakes that you might have made, and that kind of stuff. And so we can start to get those exact same benefits, not just on our application side, but on the actual configuration of the environment where our applications are going to run. So we can use, of course, Microsoft tools like Visual Studio Online, which is really our TFS in the cloud, and our traditional build tools like MS Build, as well as our very popular release management tool for actually doing automated deployments. Of course, we can also consider using open source tools like Git and GitHub and Jenkins to do those same source control and deployment methods or mechanics for us. And then finally, what I think is sort of the number one reason why enterprise developers ought to be considering DevOps is that I think DevOps is the key to the private and public cloud. We finally have really sort of an integrated set of tools that allow us to define how we want to run our code, and that can be independent really of necessarily where we're going to run that code. We could choose to run our applications in-house on our own servers, or we might choose to run them in the cloud, up in a data center, or maybe a mixture of the two. Right, so traditionally, I think as enterprise developers, we consider running applications on our own servers, right? We expect to have a server room somewhere with racks and operating systems installed and IT pros that are going to go in and manage those resources for us. Of course, these days, the cloud is really sort of a key technology and something that every developer needs to be considering. But we have a problem of the applications are running now up in somebody else's data center, but we may need to tie those into our on-premises resources one way or the other. And so with Azure, we can use a combination of virtual networking types. We have point-to-site and site-to-site, as well as some really cool hybrid connections that we can use to both allow in-cloud resources appear as local on our premises networks, and vice versa, give our cloud applications access to resources that are on-premises. So we can use, of course, Microsoft Azure and then traditional IT operations tools like System Center Virtual Machine Manager to manage those virtual machines across both of those environments. And when we spin up those VMs, we can, of course, use the Windows operating system, and we can run products pre-installed like SQL Server and Dynamics and SharePoint, but we also have access to a whole host of open source platforms. We can run CoreOS and Ubuntu, SUSE, CentOS. We have images out there with Java and Oracle and IBM message queues. Heck, there's a Minecraft server if you need to dev against Minecraft. So we have this wonderful ability to take advantage of both our traditional on-premises resources, but also start to get access to sort of that self-service provisioning, as well as the scale on demand and the the economies of scale and things like that that we expect out of the cloud. So that's pretty quick. I mean, that's a lot of stuff to consider around DevOps. And this top five list is more really about the why, not so much the how. So if you want to go learn more about how to get into this, I've got some resources for you. First of all, up on Microsoft Virtual Academy, we've got a ton of training about a whole really plethora of topics, but there's a link on the screen there to take you right up to a set of videos centered around DevOps. And this really embraces, again, both the Microsoft stack as well as some of the open source tools that are out there. This is free training. Go sign up, watch all you want, and get inspired. I also have a series of DevOps videos that I created specifically around Visual Studio Online and your MSDN subscription. So if you're an MSDN subscriber, use that second Azure DevOps VSO link. And I've got some videos there that will walk you through how to do some of this stuff up with our tools, as well as some hands-on labs where you can actually walk through them and go try it out yourself. Now, of course, to get started, you're going to need an Azure subscription. If you're an MSDN subscriber, your MSDN subscription comes with an Azure benefit. So jump up to your MSDN.microsoft.com page, go into your account, and activate your Azure benefit if you haven't done so already. If you're not an MSDN subscriber, no problem. You can sign up for a free trial of Azure. Just jump up to the link on the screen there at azure.microsoft.com. Click on the big green free trial button, and we'll give you a $200 credit over a 30-day usage period that you can go out and play with this stuff, and then prove that you really want to go do it, so you're willing to jump in and pay for it. And then lastly, of course, Visual Studio Online is our sort of application lifecycle management platform in the cloud. Visual Studio Online is so much more than just source control. Of course, we have source control, and you can use our traditional Team Foundation version control mechanism, or Git, if you prefer to use Git as your repository. But we add in all the other stuff that you're used to with TFS, right? Team projects and work items, managing your sprints, doing bug tracking, and, of course, running tests in the cloud, as well as actually doing builds and deployments from the cloud. So with Visual Studio Online and Azure, you have a great set of tools to jump into DevOps and really sort of kickstart your development life cycles. So my name is Brett. Again, thanks for your time today, and go try out DevOps.